Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Deborah Dahl is being held on no bond after she was arrested on more charges of animal cruelty on Tuesday, according to warrants. Dahl, age 70, was arrested in June on 80 counts of animal cruelty and one of practicing medicine without a license. She was released on bond, then arrested a second time on Tuesday, this time charged with abusing and neglecting at least 8 rabbits. The bulldogs and cane corso dog seized in the initial investigation are being held at the animal shelter. A West Columbus football standout who became a sheriff's deputy in South Carolina died in the line of duty Tuesday. Devin Mason, age 27, is a native of Evergreen. He was one of two deputies ambushed in Darlington County. The suspect was killed in the gunfight. The other deputy was wounded but is expected to recover. Mason only recently became a father for the first time. We have much more on this story on our website. Operation Firecracker, the state's largest anti-DWI campaign, runs through July 6th. Law enforcement agencies statewide will conduct enhanced patrols. They're out there to take out the impaired drivers who are on the road. Wildlife officers will also be out in force on all bodies of water as they're taking place in Operation Dry Water. That is from July 4th through the 6th and targets impaired boating, which is one of the leading causes of deaths in boating accidents. The Riegelwood Dixie Youth AA team took home the state championship on Tuesday. We have a report on the local sluggers on our website. Independence Day celebrations are kicking into high gear across our county. We've got a long list. You can full list at ColumbusCountyNews.com, but here's some of what's going on. The Columbus County Let Freedom Ring celebration is tonight, starting at 6 p.m. That's going to be at South Columbus High School. Admission is free. There's live entertainment, food trucks, and much more leading up to the biggest fireworks display in the county. This is the 38th year for Let Freedom Ring. Lake Waccamaw will celebrate the Patriotic Family 4th with a golf cart and bike parade tomorrow morning at 9:30 at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Everyone is welcome. Make sure you decorate your vehicles in a patriotic manner. The Jimmy Stanley Memorial Hot Dog Sale is going on Friday as well, benefiting the Lake Waccamaw Fire Department. You can sling past the fire station there on Flemington Drive, pick up a couple of dogs, do a little donation for the fire department, help out your neighbors. That starts at 10 a.m. at Lake Waccamaw Fire Department. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church will host a carnival and fundraiser starting at noon on July 4th. The carnival will be at 9938 James V. White Highway South. Tavern will have their fireworks show and food truck rodeo Saturday from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Tavern Event Field. The Veterans Memorial Park will have Freedom Fest on Saturday from 9 until 2. There'll be a cruise in, food trucks, a massive yard sale, and more. For a list of all the Independence Day activities, go to ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Food Bank of Eastern North Carolina will host two pop-up markets this month. One is going to be on July 7th at Sarah Gorda Baptist Church from 9 to 11 a.m. Jerusalem Chapel and Chapin will host the Food Bank on July 19th from 9 to 11. There are no ID or financial requirements. Please bring your own bags and boxes if you can. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.